Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of Uptown Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Bhatt from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Abhishek.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on the call. Before we proceed to the call, let me remind you that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with the business risks that could cause future results, performance, or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed and implied by such forward-looking statements. Please note, the results and presentation are available on the exchanges. Should you need any assistance to receive them, you can write to us, and we'll be happy to send them over. Today, we have on the call the senior management of Uptown Limited, which is represented by Mr. Vyomesh Shah, Managing Director, Mr. Kilan Shah, Promoter, Mr. Sunil Mago, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Mukesh Jindal, President, Finance. We will begin the highlights of the quarter, followed by Q&A. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Vyomesh Shah for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our Q2 FY26 earnings call. Uptown Limited is a Mumbai-based headquartered MMR-centric real estate developer with a strong brand presence in the ultra-luxury residential segment and a strategic land bank across South Mumbai, Central Suburbs, and broader MMR region. I would like to begin with a brief overview of the industry backdrop. As per recent industry reports, India's real estate sector is undergoing a structural transformation, with market size projected to grow nearly 20-fold from approximately $300 billion today to $5-10 trillion by 2047. This trajectory aligns closely with the government's Viksit Bharat 2047 vision, which emphasizes large-scale infrastructure investments, improved ease of doing business, and inclusive economic growth. Against this backdrop, Uptown stands at a strategic inflection point supported by three core pillars. One, strong presence in the MMR region, which is the backbone of the Indian economy, India's largest and most valuable real estate market also, and leadership in the ultra-luxury housing category. And third, disciplined financial management. Our ultra-luxury brand, which is under amalgamation with the main company, which is 25 Residences, continues to generate exceptional traction from end users in Mumbai and MMR. The brand includes 25 South at Prabhadevi, Mumbai, 25 Downtown at Mahalakshmi, Mumbai, and 25 West at Bandra West, Mumbai. Each of these, which commands strong visibility and premium positioning in its respective micro-market. Building on the successful delivery of the first tower at 25 South, Prabhadevi, ahead of schedule, we are set to launch the remaining phases of 25 West and 25 Downtown in the coming quarters. These launches will include some of Mumbai's largest and most exclusive residences. For example, at 25 Downtown, the Tower 5th will have each flat exceeding 50,000 sq ft in carpet area and 5,000-12,000 sq ft apartments in the coming phase of 25 West. These products will be unique in nature and launch at a significant premium to current project prices while maintaining robust sales momentum. We are very confident that the large-scale, large-sized apartments, which are available nowhere in South Mumbai by any of our competition, we will be having a significant premium and a demand of these products. We are also planning two additional ultra-luxury offerings in FY27 from land parcels already within our portfolio: a large lake-facing and Sanjay Gandhi National Park-facing development near Uppan Lake at Thane, with approximately 1 million sq ft of carpet area, and a luxury weekend homes project in the Khalapur region of MMR. In early 2027, we also expect to launch a premium four- and five-bedroom offering at our Seasons project, Chembur, which will constitute the highest ticket-sized residences in that micro-market. Beyond residential, Uptown is also well positioned to capture growing demand for small and mid-size office spaces. We plan to launch two strata sale office projects in the underserved central suburb market, leveraging our land banks in Chembur and Ghatkopar. On the business development front, we continue to actively evaluate land acquisition in MMR for plotted development and second home formats, while selectively pursuing opportunities in slum rehabilitation and redevelopment, including the brownfield projects. I am happy to announce that we have closed another 100 acres of acquisition in MMR region, adjoining to our 25 estate project of second house premium houses. Let us now highlight our operational performance. Uptown delivered strong progress in the first half of 26 across its premium and ultra-luxury platform, including proposed amalgamating companies. Demand trends remain robust, as evidenced by pre-sales of rupees 3,547 crore year-to-date. The company continues to prioritize execution excellence and achieve significant construction milestones, including receipts of non-occupation certificate for marquee developments in Chembur, Andheri West. Additional occupation certificates for portions of our Chembur, Ghatkopar and Gujarat project are expected within FY26. Turning to corporate developments, the consolidation of promoter-held private entities into the listed company announced earlier this year is progressing well. We recently received positive exchange approval for two of the three proposed merger actions and await approval for the final one. Post-merger, 25 South, 25 Downtown and 25 West, which are the premium projects of the South Mumbai, will come directly under the listed platform, adding more than 5 million square feet of prime developable area and increasing our total development value from approximately 850 billion rupees to over 1,300 billion rupees. The promoters will bring in 25 Downtown at an indicative value of around 900 per Uptown share at a value of current market value, and leaving a lot for the investors to gain. With newly issued shares ranking pari passu with the existing shares upon listing, this consolidation will enhance our investment portfolio, unlock operational synergies and strengthen long-term shareholder value. I am also pleased to highlight the company's significant financial discipline. Since 2017, we have reduced listed entity debt by nearly 69% from 34 billion to 10.6 billion rupees as of September 25. Over 90% of our current debt is project-backed and self-liquidating, with repayment schedule aligned to construction progress and collection. During Q2, we also raised approximately 1 billion of low-interest debt on a flexible pay-from-cash flow terms that fit well with our capital strategy. Additionally, we initiated an equity fundraise through a preferential issue which received strong interest from retail, HNIs and domestic institutional investors, including marquee names. We expect to complete this fundraise within the current quarter, subject to approvals, statutory approvals. Briefly on financial results, consolidated revenue for Q2 F26 stood at 263.29 crores, up 89% on a year-on-year basis, while profit before tax was 58.49 crore, a growth of 63.84% year-on-year basis. For the H1 F26, revenue was 498.33 crore, up 87.83% on year-on-year basis, and profit before tax rose to 130.66 crore, reflecting growth of 220.72% year-on-year. Pre-sales year-to-date, including proposed amalgamating entities, stood at 3,547 crores, underscoring healthy demand and strong execution. As a clarification, I must add that the company follows the project completion method for revenue recognition, meaning revenue is recognized only on receipt of occupation certificate and handing over of the possession of the units to the buyer, which is in line with the law of real estate laws of RERA and MOFA. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about continued momentum in both the ultra-luxury residential and commercial segments. The company is committed to completing the ongoing amalgamation process and corporate actions within FY27. Our priorities for remainder of FY26 are clear. 1. Strengthen our leadership in the ultra-luxury category. 2. Progress the proposed amalgamation to unlock scale benefits. 3. Accelerate our launch pipeline. And 4. Continue maintaining a disciplined capital structure. with a strong industry tailwinds, one of the largest land holdings in Mumbai, and a differentiated premium-led portfolio, Uptown is well positioned to deliver sustained value to customers, partners, and shareholders. Thank you for your time and continued support. We now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Kriti Tripathi from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Hello, and congratulations on the great set of numbers, sir. My question was basically, you have mentioned in the presentation that in FY26, the pre-sales would be 6,000 crore, right? So on this note, what we can expect the full year revenue and profitability to look like, sir?
We are well on target to achieve the figure which we have given for FY26, that is of 6,000 crores.
Mm-hmm.
Half year we have already covered 3,500, and balance half year we will cover the balance value. And revenue recognition, as you are well aware, is linked mm-hmm. to occupation certificate and position.
Correct. So how, like, can you give a percentage on this? Like how much can we expect in revenue and that? If not, then it's fine, but anything would be helpful.
Because all depends upon receiving occupation certificate and possession receipt. Ultimately, sales
okay,
are
fine.
Booked.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is just a clarification. You said 3,547 in the pre-sales number for the entire till date, or this is for only H1? This 11,000 we have sold from the group projects. So we sold in last year. And what was the last year pre-sales number? From this.
So we are very clear that 5,500 is of the previous year, and 6,000 will of the current year. We have till date we have total sales value achieved is 14,779 crores, and out of that revenue considered already is 2,847 crores, and balance is nearly 12,000 crores. That is 11,932 balance to be on OCN position, recognized as and when OCN position is received.
No, so can you just repeat, 14,779 is the pre-sales number for the entire 1.35 lakh crore GDP, right?
Yeah.
Revenue recognized is 2,847. Okay. And against this 14,779, what is the collection we have received?
Collection numbers would be different collection for different projects, right? Right. Downtown will have 10% and others will have, depending upon.
So overall, just rough estimate I wanted.
We'll come back to you.
Okay. And secondly, how long it will take to complete this merger process? Any timeline you have?
Like I indicated that we have received the NOC from exchanges for two mergers, that is first two mergers. We are waiting for 25 down, three companies which will bring 25 south and 25 downtown into the company. That clearance we are awaiting. So we expect it to be completed anyhow within very short period, because once the exchanges gives the clearance, then we'll file the application in NCLT and the legal procedure will follow.
Okay. So this year number 3,500 crore.
One thing is very clear, sorry to interrupt, that all these amalgamations are with effect from 1st April 2025.
Okay.
Okay, so wherever they are sanctioned, the numbers will get amalgamated to this. The collections this year have been this year has been 686 crores. The first question you asked, the 686 crore, and previously we had recognized 1655 and 940. So totally received out of this 14,000 is 3381.
3381. Okay. And this year number H1 3547. What is the contribution from this group project? These three projects?
No, I mean, of course, I don't have a bifurcation at hand, but we will consider it to reply it offline.
Okay. And lastly, if I can ask one more question. This 25 downtown, this first three tower we have launched. So, what is the total sales we have done? I mean, we have mentioned in the presentation all 5,000.
As far as downtown is concerned, now we have launched first four towers. And we are not selling above 54 crores, so we are practically selling only 50% of the inventory of the first four towers. So we have launched around 10.5 lakh square feet, and we have sold out of that around 8.5 lakh square feet.
Okay, that is all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, any particular reason we have not launched the above 54 floors for 25 downtown?
As a strategy, we always do is first launch the lower floors. Once we have completed that and once the project reaches a critical stage, then we launch the upper floor, because upper floor gets much higher valuation in Mumbai, as you are aware.
Okay, right. And this has worked very well for the company.
This has worked throughout very well for the company.
Right. Thank you so much. Sir, one last question is that in the previous question you answered that amalgamations will be effective from April 2025. So would we see, once these amalgamations have been approved by the exchanges and all the companies have been amalgamated into Uptown, will we see a bump in the revenues?
Yeah, because the standalone and the consolidated numbers will be including those three, which we, as on today, they are not including those three amalgamations.
Okay. So I am not looked at.
But we are indicating those numbers also so that there is no surprise at the last moment. We have been indicating amalgamating companies' numbers in this call or otherwise in our presentation uploaded on the stock exchange.
Okay, sir. I will look into the numbers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Sameer Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is, the listed entity's debt has reduced. So how was this achieved, and what is the future debt strategy for us?
As on today, consolidation was the strategy. Going forward, of course, there are going to be some new projects also taken over. So, but we have achieved through actually excellent sales strategy which we followed. We ensured that the collections were there, occupation certificates obtained, and accordingly the loans getting retired out of it. And last year we had a preference issue which was utilized for repaying the loans which was standing in the books. So all this put together, we are on the track to ensure that the debt remains practically operational debt more than anything else.
Okay. And when the merger will happen, and what is our future guidance for, let's say, next 2-3 years vision for us? And if you can talk about brief launch pipeline, that will help.
So merger guidelines is, as far as company is concerned, company has made the applications and we are in the process of getting approval, which is three-stage approvals. First is board approval, then which is completed. Then it's exchange approval, which is in two cases we have got the NOC. The third case we are awaiting. And once all this is in place, then it goes to NCLT. And then the NCLT has its own steps to be followed. And once that is followed, the amalgamation will get completed. So all these steps, what company has to take, company will always take in a very, very, whatever is minimum required time. But rest of the steps which authorities have to take, company has no control over it, and but we will strive to work to ensure that it happens in time.
Okay. And what about our next 2-3 years vision and launch pipeline?
I have already mentioned in my speech that we are looking at launching 3 projects. One is Thane ultra luxury project, 1 million square feet. Then we are also planning to launch weekend homes at MMR region, Khalapur, which is exactly 90 minutes from center of Mumbai. And then we are also launching further buildings at Chembur, which are again high-end projects. And we will be planning to launch commercial projects also.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Ninad Sabnis from Sabnis Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to understand how is our ultra luxury project strategy shaping up? We had talked about this a bit earlier. If you could elaborate further, that would be great.
We are ensuring that the ultra luxury projects of ours are situated at a location where ultra luxury is in demand. So we are very clear that all the locations where we are launching ultra luxury are at a location where ultra luxury will be always remain in demand, and there will be a robust demand, like one which is next to golf course at Mumbai, Wellington Golf Course at Mumbai, one which is at Mount Mary area of Bandra, and another is Second Homes, which is 90 minutes from here. Third is Voltas land at Okhran Lake and next to Sanjay Gandhi National Park. All these areas are suitable for ultra luxury. They have unrestricted view, unrestricted development, golf course view, sea view, forest view, lake view. All these things are put into place. So ultra luxury, we are not going haphazard. We are going ultra luxury only at the location where ultra luxury will remain in demand for next multiple years to come. So we are on track.
Very long runway.
Yeah, our land parcel justify launching ultra luxury in those locations. So we will continue to do, and we realize that entire South Mumbai, there is not one single project, or not more than one or maybe one or two projects which I have not known, but I cannot make a blanket statement. So there are no projects which can give 15,000 square feet carpet area on a one single floor plate in an ultra luxury segment, and we realize that there is a huge demand for that also. So in the Tower 5, which is at downtown, we'll be launching 15,000 square feet plus carpet area, 1 floor plate launches. So ultra luxury, we are well poised. We see very less competition compared to our location. I am not saying South Mumbai will not see multiple ultra luxury projects. Saying our success, many people will come. But they can't replicate our location. Na? They can't. They can't be on a golf course. They can't be on a lake. They can't be on a Sanjay Gandhi National Park. So they can't be at Mount Mary. So if they can't be of those locations, you can replicate at an inferior location, but you can't replicate my location advantage. Plus the size and amenities, the size of the projects which I have, like at Mount Mary, maximum development around me is society redevelopment. That is one single building or two buildings put together. In our case, we'll be developing around 5 lakh square feet on a plot land of around 3.5 acres. So that makes a lot of difference. Nobody can match this in ultra luxury. You need amenities. You need ultra luxury amenities, not one or two floors of amenities. Now, how would you match us with the size of the land bank which we have.
Okay. Good, sir. That was very helpful and insightful. Thank you for wishing the company best of luck for the endeavors.
Thank you, thank you very much for participating here.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the follow-up. Sir, I have been fortunate to visit your 25 downtown and I have seen the kind of luxuries which are available. So I would just want to ask you if are we going to offer similar kind of amenities in Mount Meri and the new project at Thane and the Sanjay Gandhi one, or because it is really ultra luxury, I mean, which whatever I have seen there.
See, every project has its own definition of ultra luxury, and every project, depending upon the scale and the size, will have ultra luxury. But in that segment, there will be no match to us. That's how it is. The best way to describe is that nobody will be able to match the amenities which we offer in that segment.
Right. And sir, one more question on the debt repayment. So, as you know, as I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Oak Tree Capital, we have taken capital from Oak Tree Capital for 25 South project. So, how is the debt repayment being paid? Is it like on a schedule? What kind of schedule is being followed?
The debt repayment of Oak Tree will be based on the cash flows generated and from 25 downtown and 25 south both put together.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Jain from Pradham Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, may I know as to what will be the free cash flow from 25 downtown, south, west, which we are expecting over a period of time?
Free cash flow will be more than sufficient to meet all the liabilities and still leave huge surplus with us for expansion. I don't want to make statements which are not uploaded on the stock exchange.
If uploaded
already on the stock exchange, the approximately estimates and everything. And
I think 45,000 crores you have posted as a sales figure, right?
Yeah. So our margins generally are in the range of 30-35%. So that's how it will be.
Right. Right, right, right. And secondly, what about the payment to the DLF which is being made regards that liability?
DLF payment is divided into two parts. 250 crore was to be paid before December 4th, which we have already done it by November. And 550 crore is to be paid after 24 months. We'll be well in time to pay that also.
Right. So, is it fair to assume that over and above this, there won't be any other liability other than working capital loans?
No, For these projects, fine. But we are in the continuous business of real estate where we will be looking at expansion, developing new projects, enhancing the FSI of the existing projects. All those things goes on, yeah. But we are very clear financial prudence will rule the game, and we are trying to now raise the loans based on cash flow based repayment schedules. That we are trying to achieve that.
Whenever the merger happens, sir, so we will have enough cash flow to fund the land bank which we want to acquire aggressively over a period of like maybe 1 or 2 years, right?
Aggressively is your word, not mine. We will be acquiring land bank. Let me complete. Land bank will be acquiring if we find it profitable. We are not going to be aggressive to acquire lands or projects to show the revenue recognition or to show land bank build up. We are very clear our strategy would be if there is a reasonably good margin available by acquiring the land, only those land or those projects will be acquired by us. Let people compete and acquire bad lands. We will have an opportunity to acquire good lands. We have been masters in doing it for last 30 years. and we have not forgotten that art, and we will continue to have that art. So we will be acquiring lands in a different ways. Like, we are the only pioneers who started acquiring the lands through slum redevelopment schemes. We started it through urban renewal schemes. We started it through public-private partnership. We started it. So we have a lot of arrows in our back, which we will be using from time to time to acquire reasonably priced land.
Right. Aggressively, I was asking, sir, because, you know, till now the land bank was enough to make a sales of next 2 to 3 years or 4 years maybe. But after that cash flow comes in, all our projects are on our legacy land. None of the land is being purchased and being constructed right now. So the margins ought to be at a much higher than what we will purchase now, and we will execute the projects now. So
it was regards that only, sir, that
the fund flow which we have not seen. Maybe our land bank was huge, our asset was huge, but our cash flow was not there. So now the company is generating cash flow. So cash flow itself will be so high that the company might not have seen that cash flow in its history. That is why my question was regarding the aggressive land bank purchase.
Nay, I'll put it like this. Like, we have recently purchased, added 100 acres to our 25 estate project at Khalapur. We just closed that deal yesterday and we have paid the money. So, very frankly, and we saw it as a great opportunity to enhance the profitability of that project. Secondly, though we have not increased the land bank in last few years, we have purchased the partners in practically all those projects. So indirectly, we have increased our land bank. Like 25 downtown, we were 26%. We are today, now with when we amalgamate, will be 100%. So though we might not have so-called added the land bank as per your statement, but we have added the land bank which would have otherwise gone to partner share is going to come to us. So we have been following this regularly. We have been doing it diligently, and we'll be continuing to do diligently, acquiring the land banks over a period of time so that we always have the robust land available for continuing our development.
Sir, so will it be fair to assume that further also we will give equity as a dilution tool rather than purchasing it for cash?
We have not given equity to anybody when we purchase the land. We have never given that. We have not
right
done
now
that.
The project which has been merged, right now the project which has been merged, sir, the equity prior to merger was 13.5 crore.
That is only on exchange of this amalgamation of the companies of these three projects. Further going, if we get like to the shareholders of Uptown, when we amalgamated 25 ownership of 25 South, the valuation, indicated valuation was 900, but the exchange ratio was decided based on 350 rupees. So all these things, if we get such kind of exchange ratios, we might go for equity exchange also.
Right. That is why I was asking about the valuation free cash flow which we will generate, because we have issued 17.5 crores approximately for the lieu of these three projects. So considering the current price, the 17.5 crores will come to around maybe 7 to 8,000 crore.
But the addition which has happened is much higher than that. So it's all valuation based, and it's all subject to approval of statutory this.
Right. Fair enough. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Athar Sayed from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead. Mr. Sayed, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted.
Hello. Hello, sir. Sir, I have one question related to this. Like, what would be the pre-sales of our company and what would be the pre-sales of our other group companies, like 25 South, 25 West?
We have given an amalgamated figures considering those three companies to be amalgamated. So that is how going forward it should be. So it would be always like that. But we will we have uploaded on exchanges all those bifurcations and details also.
Okay, sir. And can you please explain this 14,000 crore figure, like it is pre-sales, or can you please explain this?
Yeah, that is pre-sales, figures of pre-sales.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Kumar Daga, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, and thanks for giving the chance to ask the question. My query is that your quarter to quarter, although sales is increased, but profit is declined. So, what is the reason for that?
I'll put it simply, as I've explained in my opening speech, that we recognize the profits and the revenue based on occupation certificate and handing over possession. The projects which we handed over during this quarters were sold at a much lower value earlier, and they've been now occupation has been obtained. So those are the projects whose revenues has got recognized, and hence this is the numbers. And going forward, now the sale prices have increased, everything has increased, so you will have the balancing figures coming up going forward. But if suppose a project which was launched in 2015-16 gets occupation today, the margins would be comparatively lower than project which is launched. Now we have speeded up construction also in all our projects basically. So the lag period will not be much higher than what used to be earlier. So considering that, the margins will get balanced out.
So then what you have told down that the earlier or the longer period were required, and now as per you, now you want to reduce the construction period shorter. So now in average, what time a project takes to complete?
It all depends upon various factors of that project, including the number of floors, what is the size of the project. I mean, if the project is 1 million square feet, it will take X years. If the project is 2 million square feet, it will take Y years. So all those, but whatever earlier, suppose, for the same X, if I would have taken 5 years, now the company has geared up to ensure that the same X gets completed in 3 years. That's how we are gearing up ourselves.
Yes, so now means from your side, the completion period is very fast now.
Yeah, the progress execution has also been speeded up to keep the pace with the speeded up sales with the company now has.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sameer Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Sameer Desai, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Desai, please go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, and thank you for the opportunity once again, sir. So I was, my question is, you haven't said any quarterly trend or growth on realization or collection. So if you can just touch base upon that would be helpful.
We'll keep this in mind, and we will ensure that we next time onwards we start giving that trend also.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, with that, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I really thank each one of you for participating here. We really appreciate your questions. They were very, very pointed question on a right, really asking us to do what we need to do, requiring us to think on our strategies and everything. Thank you very much. We have an investors meet at 3:30 at Jio today. I would request all of you, if you can really be all those who are on call, participate there and come also there so that there can be one-to-one interaction also further to your various insightful questions which you have given to us. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Uptown Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.